Blog Talk Radio. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Partay, live on Tribe Family Channel. Clyde Anthony's Song Drop Party, y'all, and I am excited. This is Beverly Black, and I am the CEO of Tribe Family Channel. Now, I'm not the one that's coming out. The one that's coming out is the manager of Clyde Anthony as we celebrate his debut song drop party, y'all. And who would that be? Why, that would be Daisy Brown, and she is the CEO of Black Diamonds LLC. Clyde Anthony is her artist, and we are happy to bring this party. We have a star-studded lineup. Y'all don't even know. She don't even know. But I'm going to bring her on because we're about to get the show on the road. What's happening, Queen of Diamonds? You coming on out. Black Diamonds LLC, your client's song drop party. How do you feel?
Well. I'm happy. I'm very happy. God is so good. He's wonderful, and had some really good things to happen in this venture. We're just excited, and we've got so much more coming. That this is just a drop in the bucket, and I'm so proud. I'm just proud. So
I am proud. I'm happy for you all. Now, we got to tell our audience a little bit about your artist, and we're going to have some sneak previews of some of the songs that are coming out in his future debut album. But today's song drop party is all about the song When Can I See You Again. Now, Clyde Anthony's new song, When Can I See You Again? It's a masterful fusion of R&B, soul, adult contemporary, and blues. That's how he gets down. As one of the singers for 8 years from the famed group The Drells, Clyde Anthony's new song and albums will showcase his strong and powerful voice, which has been compared to singers such as Mr. Gerald LaVert, Jerry Butler, and Barry White, with strong background influences from Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Spinners, and T-Bo Pryson. His songs will bring you back to all of these groups wrapped up in one artist. Clyde Anthony has toured with many groups such as The Intruders, The Spinners, The Temptations, The Stylistics, The Delphonics, and The Five Steps. While doing this, he became good friends with T-Bo Pryson and Cuba Gooding Sr., who is one of our good friends. Rest in peace. Of course, you know him from The Main Ingredient. From 1978 to 1983, he sang lead vocals in The Live Band. The group recorded its hit song entitled Strut Your Stuff, which was released by TSOB, The Sound of Brooklyn. He also sang lead vocals on the band's hit recording entitled A Chance for Hope. He had the honor of also performing with the late, great King Curtis in Nassau. He was later sought out by Motown and was asked by Tom Bell himself to produce an album for him. Today, Clyde Anthony writes and arranges not only for himself, but for many other groups. And so before I bring on Mr. Clyde Anthony, let me give y'all a taste of what I'm talking about. Mr. Clyde Anthony, happy people right here. This will be on his upcoming album. This ain't the song drop. Don't get it twisted, but it does make the cut. Live on Tribe.
Mm-hmm. better get your grub on. So much family can't help but get your love on. Taking pictures, reminiscing life's past. See my middle cousin, damn, boy, you grew up fast. What your sister doing? And where your daddy at? Your pop still driving old school Cadillac. Look at that mama, driving out the soul. And you and me to say you see my husband get old.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel in association with Daisy Brown's Black Diamonds LLC, new artist Clyde Anthony. Good evening, sir. Happy People is rocking, and how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Congratulations on all. Yes, I can hear you. You know I'm blown away every time I hear your voice. Give me a minute to catch my breath. You know when you come through with that bass, I'll be over here like me. I'm going to keep myself together here because I got a whole lineup. I'm about to open these lines. But Mr. Clyde Anthony, woo-wee, Ms. Daisy Brown, y'all aren't playing. The anthem is about to hit the streets. Y'all happy people. How happy are you today?
I'm very happy.
Mighty.
I'm on your show, so I'm very happy.
Well, we're so happy for you. Congratulations. Your song, When Can I See You Again, dropped today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever you're getting your sounds from. A masterful fusion of R&B, soul, adult contemporary, and blues. And listen, y'all, go get that music. Go get When Can I See You Again right now. Go download it and then call here and talk to the man that wrote it. 515-605-9351. You can press 1 because we're going to be opening up the phone lines. Daisy Brown, Queen of Diamonds, CEO of Black Diamonds LLC, and Mr. Clyde Anthony, new artist on the scene, true school, real school, old school, one of the few people that we know that knew Cuba Gooding Sr. We are about to get this party started. Y'all don't even know. But check this out. Listen to this song called Hey Love. And I'm going to bring on our first special guest to tell us about what he thought about Happy People. Because this man, y'all been listening to this man's song compositions all your lives.
Fantasy, girl, you're all I need.
So please tell me. Tell me please. You feel the same way about me. Oh, Kayla, would you like to go away with me, sharing our love with a passion far beyond our dreams? Oh, honey, you are my fantasy. So please tell me, please, that you feel the same way about me. Tell me, baby. I love you more than words could ever. My fantasy, girl, you're all I need. So please tell me, please, you feel the same way about me. Say you love me, girl. Oh, oh. Say you love. Won't you tell me? Say you love me, girl. Oh, baby.
Say you love.
I wanna know.
Say you love.
If you love me too.
Say you love me, girl.
Please tell me.
Say you love.
Tell me how you feel. What you want me to do.
Say you love me, girl.
Oh, baby.
Welcome live back on Tribe Family Channels. Clyde Anthony's Song Drop Party here to help us celebrate is Grammy Award winning Mr. Chris Jasper. What's happening, Mr. Chris Jasper?
Hey, what's going on now? What's happening?
What's happening, Mr. Clyde Anthony? Say hello
right.
to
yes,
Mr. Chris yes, Jasper.
All
What's
right.
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, man. Just getting ready to release my new album, Raise the Bar. It's coming out June 1st, next week.
Oh, wow.
And Hey Love is the first single I'm going to release from there.
Okay. I like that. I really like that.
Now, I had to bring you gentlemen together because we know June is Black Music Month. And live here on Tribe Family Channel, I want to speak it over you too, that there will be a collaboration coming built in 2022, okay? Now, let me know right here on this show, Mr. Chris Jasper, what do you think about Happy People? How do you like that flow? Is that my summer jam list added right along with Hey Love? Tell me what you feel about the flow.
I liked it. I liked particularly the tempo, you know, the rhythm in the song. I really liked it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You know, the words were really hitting me. Go ahead, Mr. Clyde Anthony. I'm sorry. This is about you.
No, I was just saying I appreciate it, you know, because, you know, I try to put a good product out every time I get a chance to. So when another fellow artist can accept it and appreciate it, that just makes you feel that much more better to get some recognition from somebody that already knows what they're doing, you know. And that's a compliment coming from him. I thank you.
Well, you know, Mr. Chris Jasper, we have listened to his music for years, and we've been listening to Clyde Anthony for years. We just didn't know it was you. So the fact that you have stepped out into the limelight and you got brothers like Mr. Chris Jasper welcoming you on the day of your song drop party, we just want to thank all of you for making this a success coming out of Black Diamonds LLC. Daisy Brown, say hello to your good friend, Mr. Chris Jasper.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. Very good.
It's good to hear your voice, and thank you for joining us. This is a really good surprise here. Nice treat.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Well, now listen, I still want your opinion about something. You know, Clyde tends to be a man of few words and many songs, and sometimes he just don't want to talk about it. So I need your opinion about this song before we bring on our next guest.
No, when I No. I just wanna be about it. Oh, oh. Play for somebody.
About it by Mr. Clyde Anthony, and this is his song drop party. We are bringing it live, and we are so excited because Daisy Brown's entity, Black Diamonds LLC, is the sponsor of this show, and Mr. Clyde Anthony is her artist. So she is coming on out, and he is coming on out, and we're so thankful, so grateful. We've got Mr. Chris Jasper on here with us. And now, Mr. Clyde Anthony, between you and Mr. Chris Jasper, I want to hear a little dialogue. I want to understand how you get the inspirations for your songs and what goes into the songwriting process. Mr. Clyde Anthony, go step to that mic, and then I want to know how Mr. Chris Jasper relates to what you say.
For me, I have a tendency to write songs as I do tracks because I do all my own music. So I have a habit of singing the song as soon as I finish it, I'll start singing something to it, and a lot of times that's how I write. But there's a method to the madness, and I know Chris can tell you that, you know, because you can hear something and 30 minutes later you hear it again, you say, no, that's not it. And I'm one of those guys, I'm never satisfied. I'm going to tweak and peek and touch it up, rub it up, scrub it up, whatever I got to do, flip it and dip it until I feel like it's right. And that's usually until the end of the song is done. So, you know.
You'll be
hosting
this show by yourself, too, if you keep on.
Well,
oh, Lord.
Okay. See, now you want me to. See, you know you. Chris, she can't
go ahead. I'm going to stay focused. You got to get it right. You got to flip it, dip it, slap it, slap it, all that. I get it. Go ahead.
See, Chris, this is what I deal with every time I call this lady. let me talk up here. Can that help you like that? It's what chicken his voice.
Nah. You go ahead and speak in your regular voice. Now, Mr. Chris Jasper, he says that you know what he is talking about. And I'm going to tell you what he's talking about. I can't hardly stay on the phone with Mr. Clyde Anthony because he sounds too close to Barry White for me. So it's like an inside joke, but I've been doing good lately. But, Mr. Chris Jasper, when you write, okay, can you relate to how Clyde Anthony is describing like the spontaneity of his writing style where it comes to him, and as soon as it hits his spirit, he's laying the tracks and everything, but he could revisit it and say, no, that's not it, because he relates to it exactly when it first came to him. What's your thoughts in that regard?
Well, I mean, usually when I'm writing a song, I'll usually start off, you know, practicing, you know, playing piano or electric piano or the regular piano. But I'll usually come across a chord progression that I really like. And, you know, the A section of the song, the chorus, because that's the, you know, what people are going to remember. That's what they're going to repeat, you know. So if you have a strong A section, if you have a strong chorus, then, you know, you have something to build on. So I always start from that premise. And I'll build, you know, the verses and then the bridge. You know, if there's some kind of interlude, you know, I'll start with that. But usually I'll start from a musical progression, and then I'll craft a melody that fits that music progression. And then lyrics will flow from the melody. So it's kind of a building process for me. A lot of times I'm inspired by my wife, of course, you know, with the love songs, you know, with
hey,
the lyrics.
Shout out to Margie.
So, yeah, Margie, you know, so, you know, I have that, you know, to rely on and to draw from. But then also, you know, I write some inspirational songs, you know, which are inspired by God and the scriptures. So, you know, those lyrics flow from there. But I always try to keep, you know, a certain R&B feel to my music, because that's what people identify when they hear my music. They hear the sound. And, you know, I'll usually keep that consistent, you know. Just like when you heard Hey Love, you know, there was some similarities to some other things that I've done before, you know, in my chords. So, you know, that's kind of the process I work with, you know.
All right now, right now. Well, do you relate to that at all, Mr. Clyde Anthony? Because I know for a fact that the marriage that you have to your music and the level of artistry that you have worked with and the background that you come from, you just have a plethora and a myriad of what you have matriculated in your musical career. So I'm sure you can relate to other styles like what Chris is talking about. And I'm going to bring somebody else on here that's going to relate to all of this. But go ahead.
I absolutely do agree with Chris. I actually use that method sometimes myself. I'll do music, and then I'll come back and then I'll think about words. But I've gotten lately here, if I do a track, as soon as I finish it, if I listen to it, if it's you know, moving my spirit, then I'll start singing right there. It may not even be what I want to write, but I'll just start singing. And 9 times out of 10, I'll come up with a good song. And that's just the way it is for me. Everybody doesn't do that, and everybody has a different way. So, you know, there's no wrong way to do that. It's just what fits
right.
You feel comfortable. And I think he's right on point with what he's doing, because I do that too. You always have to, you know, find a melodic structure to any song to build up on it, so you can capitalize on what you're trying to do and say. So a lot of times music takes on its own words. And you just have to listen to what you've done, and decide from that point if it's going to be a, you know, love ballad or whatever it is you're trying to do. I also like to listen to other people's opinion. I take opinions very carefully, because you never know what you're going to pick up on. Sometimes people can say things and you hear a song from it. I mean, like, I have people that talk to me sometimes and they'll say things like, well, it should have been me. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a good song right there. It should have been me. And actually, I wrote a song called It Should Have Been Me. So.
Wait a minute, I got to stop you right there. I'm too through. You know what, between you and Mr. Chris Jasper over there, I have to, I'm going to bring in another artist here that's holding on the line, another surprise artist. But just what you said, Mr. Clyde Anthony, in terms of everyone does it different. I had a guest on our show way back, Davey, you will remember, and the gentleman was telling us how Bobby Womack came up with If You Think You're Lonely Now. He, rest in peace, he and his fellow bandmates were getting ready to go on stage, and one of the guys was on the phone breaking up with his woman. And he told the girl, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight. Okay, Bobby went and read and wrote it down. That's one of the most phenomenal songs which ever laid down. If you think
for
you're
real,
lonely now,
for real.
Come on now. But listen, we're going to keep this party started. I got another surprise guest for y'all, and this song precedes him right here, live on Tribe Family Channels, Clyde Anthony's song, Drive Party, y'all. And y'all going to hear the song, just so hold on. But you can go download it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Spotify, Apple Music, and more. And I do see your hands raised. So anybody else that is not on the guest panel, please press 1, and you'll definitely be brought into the show. I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number when I open up the lines, and you can speak with our esteemed panel. So hang on 1 second. Let's get this party rolling and set the tone for our next guest, who will introduce himself. Family Channel, y'all, one of the legendary Detroit Emeralds. What's happening, my brother? Tell everybody who you are. Say hello to Clyde Anthony and, of course, the love of your life, Ms. Daisy Brown over there. Come on in here, brother.
Well, hello there, Clyde and my queen, Ms. This is hot, guys. I know Daisy, they're laughing up a storm. But look, Clyde, I want to say to you, congratulations, man. Oh, man, it's awesome. Awesome to hear
Thank
the songs
you.
That you're doing, man. I remember, you know, when you were back in the day, we was with some other groups.
Yeah.
You guys had some great songs back then. And Chris, I don't want to bypass you either, sir. Man, you wrote so many hits back in the day. and you still writing hits, man. So all I can say is congratulations to both of you guys. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, man, because without you guys, the industry wouldn't survive from the old school, believe it or not, because everybody else is doing this new school thing, and that's fine, and I'm not mad at them for doing what they do, and they do what they do and get an audience. It's a great thing. But all I can say is thank you guys, because you guys have stuck to your guns, and you guys are writing love songs, and we need more of that. We need more of that love song instead of talking about killing folks and shooting folks up and hitting folks and that kind of stuff. We don't need that. We truly don't. So all I can say is thank you, God. Please, and Miss Queen, thank you for inviting me on this show today. I'm so flabbergasted over the fact that I'm with the people that I am online with. So thank you guys, man. You guys keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
So
thank
wonderful
you.
To hear your voice.
Thank you.
So wonderful.
Thank you so much. And it's just an honor to talk to you today as well. This is amazing. Beverly, you outdone yourself again, little girl. You've always done amazing. And Chris, I tell you what. Look, I want to ask on the phone why you on the phone, so I don't want you to say I overlooked you or nothing. So I want to know if you're going to write a song for me. If you do, I'll write one for you. How about that?
Oh,
yeah,
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, man, I've been working, you know, pretty hard writing, and, you know, I don't know, maybe that's possible someday. You know, sometimes I have to get into when an artist is doing a little more, you know, so I can, you know, tell what their direction is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps me. That
and
helps
I'm glad
me write.
You said that. And I'm glad you said that, because this is that segue into our final song before we open up the phone line. So I'm sorry to cut you gentlemen off, but we don't want the studio to cut us off. And we know that y'all can get together and collab, because I'm going to make sure that y'all have each other's information while y'all are dropping your respective songs and albums June Music History Month, Black Music History Month. Now, this song,
right,
Claude Anthony, I want you to let us know your inspiration for writing it as soon as it goes off. Right here live on Tribe Family Channel, Clyde Anthony's song drop party. You can get When Can I See You Again by Clyde Anthony. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Spotify, Apple Music, and everywhere music is sold.
To win you by my
Sugar didn't admit when he got beat down. So why don't you do me that again till I say surely right.
Yeah, you know.
On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Spotify, Apple Music, and more. Now, I have just given you a taste of three of his songs that are coming out on his future album. So the least you could do is go get When Can I See You Again. But I'm going to see if Mr. Clyde Anthony will bless us with a little tidbit. We're not going to give you the whole song. It is for sale. It ain't on sale. It's for sale. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Spotify, Apple Music. Support these artists. We can only keep these artists relevant, like Mr. Chris Jasper and the Detroit Emeralds, Locke, and agents like Daisy Brown, if we support what they're doing. So go download When Can I See You Again. You've heard a taste of this man's music, and y'all can't even front. He is bringing it. Clyde Anthony, get his music. And I'm going to raise some of these voices that's trying to get in on this call while I have all of you. Mr. Clyde Anthony, we're so thankful and grateful to have had this party. There are people holding with the last four numbers, 3764-5210-000. And so let's go to 3764. 3764, your line is open. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just have a comment that the music is awesome. I'm a fan of, and the groove is good. All three artists are awesome, and they bring different vibes to the music industry, and I'm just glad to be able to be on and to hear it because it is awesome, and I'm old school. And this is what we need. Thank you for having me on.
And thank you for your comments, and continue to listen and enjoy these amazing artists. We appreciate your support. Now be sure you go get When Can I See You Again by Clyde Anthony, y'all. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Spotify, Apple Music, and everywhere music is sold. Last four digits, 5210. Last four digits, 5210. Your line is open. Questions or comments?
Hi, this is Mabel.
Hi, Mabel.
Hi,
Mabel.
I just want to say, Clyde,
how you doing?
That a winner there. I love your music.
Thank you.
And
thank
you got the right person behind you, Miss Boss Lady, Miss Daisy.
Yeah. I keep hearing that.
So I know she's going to lead you in the right direction. And I just love all the music I've heard this evening. And I know you're going to go places. And like I said, you got a winner there.
Thank
I
you
wish you
much.
Nothing but God's blessing and keep striving and reaching to the stars.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what? Because you didn't have that, I want to do something for you guys. It's going to take a second.
Oh,
I want you guys to.
Oh, God.
This is a song she hasn't played, When Can I See You Again? This is it.
Got me over here searching on Amazon right now, y'all. That is Clyde Anthony Wynn. Can I See You Again? And you've heard other songs that will be dropping. Now, Mabel, we want to thank you. We know that, see what you did? You this man right here. He done gave us a taste of it, and we are so thankful and grateful. And thank you for calling in. We got Locke from the Detroit Emeralds. We have Mr. Chris Jasper. We have our callers. We have our agent. And we have the artist, Mr. Clyde Anthony. Now, Mr. Clyde Anthony, we want to give you the final words before we turn this mother out. Hey! Oh, thank you so much for dropping live on Tribe Family Channel, When Can I See You Again by Clyde Anthony. Again, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Spotify, Apple Music, and more. And before I turn it over for the last words to Clyde Anthony, the producer, the agent, and your manager, the Queen of Diamonds, CEO of Black Diamonds, LLC, Daisy Brown, do you have any words that you would like to say to your surprise star list and your artist before your artist turns this mother out?
Well, all I have to say is much love to you guys. You know, music is so important to the world, and it's awesome to know that going back years and years and years ago, we're still trying to keep it moving. And with God's blessing and His grace, we're managing to keep the old school alive, and I think that is so special. I appreciate you guys for taking the time to join us tonight, because everybody needs somebody that they can depend on, and I'm just glad to know that you two are there for us. Thank you. And Beverly, you know what I think about you, so I'm not going to go there. And Mabel,
smooches.
And the other lady who called in, I just want to thank you for being a fan, because I truly believe that Clyde's going to have fans worldwide. And with people like you in his corner, he can't help but make it. And I just want to say thank you all so much, and God bless you all. Clyde.
Thank you.
You know I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. I love you too.
Go ahead and thank our panel and close us out, Mr. Clyde Anthony, phenomenal artist. And this is your song drop party. When can I see you again? And we thank you so much for all of your blessings. Close us out.
I want to say thank you to Chris I'm trying to do too much here. But anyway, I want to thank both of you guys for sharing and coming in with your music and letting the world hear what music used to sound like, and it really needs to start back sounding like. And I'm so glad, Chris, that you are getting ready to release some real music, as I am. And just to show everybody that's listening, what you've been listening to mostly today has been from the old CD. And that's good, but just like Chris, you have to reinvent yourself, and I've done that. So I'm going to close my part out. You know how I like to do it. I like to do it live, so I'm going to keep it real. And I want to let you guys hear just one of the new songs that is coming out. It's called From Now On. And I have not written to this song. I'm going to be honest. I have not written one word to this song. We were talking about how I improvise when I hear something. So I'd like to share what I'm talking about. This is called From Now On.
I'll be there time you say.
And I promise you this with a single kiss. Never, never stop loving you. And thank you all.
Thank you.
And thank you all as well.
Yes, this is America, my home, sweet home. God bless America.
Family Channel.